إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد, فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharrul umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated into the religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah, wa kulla bid'atin dalalah, wa kulla dalalatin finnar. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. Ibadallah, from the matters which increases a person's iman and increases the yaqeen of a Muslim in his Lord and in the tawheed of Allah is looking to the creation which is around us. The great creation which Allah has created, looking at it and thinking about it. This is from one of the avenues by which the iman and the yaqeen of a Muslim it increases. There is no creation out there except that it has in it an ayah, a clear sign showing the existence of Allah and proving the power of Allah and showing the ability of Allah. And for this reason, the Muslim is ordered and encouraged to look at that which is around him and to think about and ponder the creation of Allah. And this results in having yaqeen in Allah. So whoever looks at his own self and considers his own creation and sees how perfectly Allah has created the body of a human being and all of the organs and the limbs and how they work with each other, and that every limb or every part of a human being, it has a particular purpose. If somebody thinks about this and ponders it, then he will realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person was to look at the earth and everything which the earth contains, the mountains, the trees, the oceans, he will see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever looks at the various kingdoms, the world of the animals, the world of the trees, the world of the birds, will see ayat, will see the signs of the perfect creation of Allah Jalla fil Ula. And as the poet said, وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ شَاهِدٌ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. The poet, he said, وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ. For Allah, in everything which moves, وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ, and everything which rests, shahid, in it is an evidence. An evidence for Allah. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ. And in everything there is an ayah of Allah. In everything there is a sign of Allah. What does it prove? تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. It proves that He is one. It proves His Tawheed. And for this reason Allah said in the Quran, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. That in the earth are ayat. In the earth there are clear signs, clear proofs. For who? للموقنين. For the people of yaqeen. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And also in your own selves. Look at the earth, you see signs of Allah. Look at your own creation and your own bodies, the human beings, and you will see ayat of Allah. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. So do they not look? Do they not think? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقِكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And also in the skies. In the skies is your rizq. Either water which comes down from the sky. وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And that which you have been promised. And then Allah said, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So by the Lord of the heavens and the earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Verily it is the truth. مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Just as how you speak, and this speech of yours is real, then that which you have been promised by Allah in the Akhirah, it is also real. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. He said, in the earth are signs for the people of yaqeen. Everything which Allah has placed upon this earth, the different types of plants, the different types of flowers, the different types of animals, the valleys and the mountains, the low places and the high places, the volcanoes and the rivers and the oceans, and the people as well, the different languages of the people, the different colors of the people, the different wants and desires of the people, how people differ in their ability, and their appearance, and their shape, and what they understand, their intellect, and how some people Allah makes them from the people of sa'ada, from the people of happiness, and other people He makes them from the people of misery. All of this contains ayat of Allah Jalla fil Ula. And thinking about the creation, pondering over the creation, it doesn't require a person to have studied a lot. It doesn't require a special degree. It doesn't require a person to have knowledge of the uloom of the sciences. Even the most basic person, as long as his fitrah is clean and his heart is pure, then he will see the signs of Allah. And for this reason, when they came to a Bedouin man, a Bedouin Arab, Al-A'rabi, and this Bedouin Arab, he was ummi, he could not read nor write, had never studied in his life before. So they said to him, show us the proof that Allah exists. Show us the proof and the evidence that Allah exists. He said, Al-bi'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. He said, the young camel, it proves the existence of the she-camel. Wal-rawthatu tadullu ala al-hamir. And the dung on the desert, it proves the existence of a donkey which has passed by. وَآثَارُ الْأَقْدَامِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. And the footsteps in the sand proves the existence of some people who were walking. And then he said, فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتِ الْأَبْرَاجِ. He said, so, the sky which contains many stars. وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتِ الْأَفْجَاجِ. And the earth which contains many mountains and many roads. أَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does it not also prove the existence of اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ? So the Muslim, he has been ordered and encouraged to think and ponder over مَخْلُوقَاتِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do the people not look into the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth? وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And everything which Allah has created. And notice in this ayah, Allah said, أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي. Do the people not look into? The asl should be, أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى. Do the people not look at? Do the people not look at the heavens and the earth? But Allah said, أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي. Do the people not look into? Meaning, don't just look with your eyes, but look into the earth and what it contains. and think about the earth and what it contains. And then you will see the ayat of Allah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rebuked those people who are negligent and they don't think about the creation of Allah. Those people who don't ponder and don't contemplate, Allah has rebuked them in the Quran. He said, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ Allah said in the Quran, how many ayat in the skies and the earth do the people pass by them? وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ But they are negligent regarding them. They pass by so many ayat, so much different facets of creation that Allah has created as a sign for you. And yet people do not think, nor do they ponder. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَقَدْ نَزَلَتْ عَلَيَّ لَيْلَةَ آيَات On this night, a number of ayat were revealed upon me. وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا He said, woe be to the person. Woe be to the person who recites these ayat in the Quran and he does not think over these ayat. And what are those ayat? Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Verily, in the creation of the skies and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ And how the night and the day it changes and alternates. لَآيَاتٍ لِؤْلِي الْأَلْبَابِ Are clear ayat, clear signs for the people of intelligence. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا And they are those people who remember Allah when they are standing. وَقُعُودًا And they remember Allah when they are sitting. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ And they remember Allah when they are lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And they are those people who think and ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And what do they say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا They say, Oh our Lord, you have not created all of this in vain. You have not created all of this batilan, out of falsehood. Subhanak, so glory be to you. You are free from every weakness, every deficiency. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ So save us from the punishment of the fire. Ibadallah, from the clear ayat of Allah, from the clear proofs and signs of Allah, which show His power and His ability, and shows clearly that everything is under His control, is how Allah brings and how He sends the winds. These winds, this storm which we have lived through, they call it Ophelia. This storm and these winds, they are a clear ayah, a clear sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings it however He wants. He removes it whenever He wants. It flows according to His command. It goes according to His permission. It is under the control of Allah. It is under the command of Allah. It has been ordered by Allah. Wherever it goes, it does not go without the permission of Allah. Wherever it blows, it does not blow without the command of Allah. So every movement of the wind is according to the permission of Allah. And every direction of the wind is under the control of Allah. So this wind, it is musakharatun mudabbaratun ma'muratun. It is under the control of Allah. It is in submission to Allah. And it has been ordered by Allah. And sometimes, my brothers, these winds, they come and they bring mercy. They give us glad tidings. And sometimes these winds come with the punishment of Allah Jalla fil Ula. And therefore, a person, a Muslim, whenever he faces these winds and he lives through this storm, then he always ponders and thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he takes a lesson. He takes an admonishment from all of this. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ And the changing of the night and the day. وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ And also the ships which sail upon the ocean. All of these are ayat of Allah. The ship which sails upon an ocean. And it doesn't drown. The waves carry it by the permission of Allah. And people benefit from these ships. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَا And also in the water, which Allah reveals from the skies. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا And Allah gives life to the earth after this wind, after it has died. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةِ And in the sending of every type of animal, there is a sign of Allah. And also, وَتَصْرِيفَ الرِّيَاحِ And the sending of the rain. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ And also the clouds. The clouds which are floating between the earth and the sky. They do not fall down and neither do they rise up. And they carry tons and tons of water. And yet these clouds, they do not fall down. All of this, what did Allah say? La ayatin liqawmin ya'qilun. All of this, there are ayat of Allah, there are signs of Allah for those people who think, for those people who understand. And these winds which we faced in the past few days, and the media, the people, the non-Muslims, they were talking about it, and how powerful the winds are, and how we haven't faced a storm like this for the past 50 years, and the devastation that this wind will bring, and the power of this wind. Subhanallah. How can people warn about the power of the wind and be scared of the devastation of the wind, and yet the creator of the wind, they are negligent regarding him? How can it be possible that if this wind is powerful, is there not a creator and a controller and the one who sent this wind who is more powerful than it? If the damage of this wind is devastating, then the creator of this wind and the punishment which he will bring, is it not more devastating and more powerful? And therefore the Muslim, my brothers and sisters, the Muslim should never focus on the creation and be negligent about the creator. This is the way of the kuffar, that everything is focused upon the makhluq, upon the creation. As for the creator who created it, then they are negligent regarding it. The Muslim has to be different. That we only think about the creator. In every aspect of creation, there is a sign for the Muslim of the creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends these winds for many reasons. From amongst the reasons is that it gives life to the earth. Because these winds, they bring clouds. And the clouds bring water. And this water, when the earth has died and it is barren, and there is no vegetation, no greenery, no insects, no movement, yet within an instant of the rain and the winds coming, you see it, it is alive again. And there is movement and greenery and fruit and vegetation. And Allah said in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ Do the people not see how we bring the water, meaning in the clouds along with the wind, and we bring it to a dry, barren land? فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا And then because of this wind and because of this water, we produce vegetation. تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ So the animals of the people, the cattle of the people, they eat from the vegetation. وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ And also the people themselves, they feed off this vegetation. He said, أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ Do the people not look? Do the people not think about who is the one who bought this water? And who is the one who orders the wind? And who is the one who brings out the vegetation? And Allah said in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ It is Allah who shows you His ayat. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا And He sends for you provisions from the sky. Meaning He sends for you water from the sky, which comes with the clouds and the winds, and this produces the rizq for you. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ However, nobody remembers except the person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the benefit of this wind is that it fertilizes the plants. As you know, plants, flowers, trees, they need pollinating. Seeds are taken from one plant to another plant. And it is the wind which does this. And for this reason, maybe you have noticed, whenever apple trees are planted, they are never planted alone. Because an apple tree on its own, it does not produce fruit. Rather, nearby there will be other apple trees. And there is fertilization or there is pollination between the two apple trees. And like this, the pear trees as well. What is it that causes the pollen to go from one tree to another tree, from one plant to another plant, so fruit can be produced? It is the wind which Allah has sent. And Allah mentioned this in the Quran. He said, وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحِ. He said, we send the winds in order to pollinate. This has been mentioned in the Quran. Also, from the benefits of these winds in the older times is that the ships which were on the ocean, they would only sail if there was wind. He said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. He said, and from the signs of Allah are ships on the sea like mountains. إِنْ يَشَاء يُسْكِنِ الرِّيحِ فَيَظَّلْنَا رَوَاكِدِ. And if Allah willed, He could have stopped the wind. And if He stopped the wind, the ships, they would stay where they are. They would not move at all. All of this is from the ayat of Allah. And also from the signs or the lessons of the wind being sent is that it brings happiness to a person. Because in the olden days, a wind was a sign of rain coming. So when people felt the wind on their faces, it would make them happy. Inside themselves, in their hearts, they would feel tranquil and happy that Allah is sending, Allah is giving us the glad tidings and He's sending rain. And for this reason, Allah described wind and rain in the Quran as being good news, as being a glad tiding, as being a bushra, good for the people, and mercy. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And He is the one who sends the winds as a glad tiding for the people of His mercy. And He said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from His signs, أَنْ يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتِ. That He sends the winds as glad tiding, which makes the people happy. And from the benefits of the winds is nowadays energy and electricity is being produced because of the wind. Even today, from the ayat of Allah in technology, is that this same wind which 1,000 years ago used to push the ships, it is the same wind which is now producing electricity, wind energy, renewable sources, and so on and so forth. And from the greatest lessons that we take from the winds is that it is an ibrah, that Allah makes it a lesson or an admonishment for the people of iman. So even in our iman and our religion and our taqwa, the wind has a benefit, that we should look at this wind and we should see the power of this wind and we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers, as I mentioned, this wind which Allah sends, sometimes it brings glad tidings. Sometimes it brings mercy. But it can also be a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, the very same wind which causes the fruit to pollinate and causes the water to come down and drives the clouds, it is this same wind which Allah used to punish the people called Ad. And Ad were those people from the tribe of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And Allah sent upon them a wind. And this wind, it destroyed them. And it ruined everything which they had. It is the same wind, because the Creator is the same. Allah said in the Quran, وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. And remember Ad, remember the tribe of Ad, when we sent upon them a very dry wind. And it did not leave anything except that it ruined it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب كل شيء ومليكه خلق الخلق فأتقن خلقهم ودبرهم فأحسن تدبيرهم له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. My brothers in Iman, this wind and these winds which we have faced, this is a creation of Allah. And this is something which Allah orders and Allah controls. And this wind, it gives some people life and it can take the lives of other people, like happened in this storm. And it can make the business of a person in terms of growing fruit, and it can destroy the property of other people. And all of this is according to the command and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, because Allah is the one who has sent this wind, it is not allowed for a person to curse the wind or to insult the wind. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a number of a hadith, he said, "La tasubbu ar-rih," do not insult the wind. And he said in another hadith, Rawahu Tirmidhi, he said, "La tal'an ar-rih, fa innaha ma'mura." Do not curse the wind, because the wind has been sent by Allah. And also, whenever a heavy wind blows, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has taught us a dua. And this dua is, "Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha." O Allah, I ask you of its goodness. "Wa khayra ma fiha," and I ask you of the goodness which it contains. "Wa khayra ma ursilat bihi," and I ask you of the goodness which it has been sent with. "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharriha." O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of the wind, the harm which the wind contains. "Wa min sharri ma fiha," and I seek refuge in you from the evil which it contains. "Wa min sharri ma ursilat bihi," and I seek refuge in you from the evil of that which it has been sent with. So this is how a Muslim should be. That whenever there is rain, whenever there is wind, whenever there is extreme heat, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asks Allah of its goodness, and he seeks forgiveness from him.